forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
Welcome back to it live from CPAC. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. My next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan, joining us as he does on Thursdays. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be with you, and welcome to the greatest city on earth that represents the greatest country on earth with problems here, but still a good place.
You know, I agree with you on that. And I so many things to talk about here. It could be North Korea or Michael Cohen or the National Emergency Declaration that the Democrats are trying to overturn. But I have to start with this because I am just so appalled by watching the performance of one of your colleagues from Michigan yesterday, Rashida Tlaib, attacking Congressman Mark Meadows, did she, in open public forum and called him a racist. I mean, I'm sorry, Congressman, but what in the world is going on?
Well, you'll have to ask Rashida about that. I was very disappointed to see one of my Michigan colleagues act that way. I mean, this isn't abnormal, and she even noted that in her semi-apology that I have to respect Elijah Cummings for how he handled it. But she said, you know, I'm people know I'm blunter on here. I could have been straightforward. Well, you know, it's about time we think about what impact you're going to have for your constituents, for your state, and for your country. And the only way that happens is by working together with people and understanding the greatness of America comes in some principles that we have. And just because we don't like a position, it doesn't mean we name call. So I'm hoping she learned from that, but we'll see as time goes along.
You know, I'd like to think so, too, but I doubt it, because I've seen so many things from her, Ilhan Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, these reckless members of the freshman class in Congress, no decorum, no respect for America, no respect for any of it, and it concerns me going forward because Elijah Cummings handled it very well, and he and Mark Meadows, it seems, appear to be good friends. You know, they may not agree on policy, but when they're not there, based on the exchange I saw, they're very good friends, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And Elijah's a good man. I served on that committee with him for 6 years before going to energy and commerce. And I found Elijah to be a very intelligent guy, committed to representing his district. Very liberal, of course.
Yeah.
But not in the way that some of these members are, that just are throwing off the traces of any semblance of being privileged Americans to be elected to represent 750,000 people in the greatest governmental house, the people's house in the world. And while we differ, we still must understand that decorum and responsibility in dealing with our colleagues is so important, because in the end, the whole idea is to move this country forward, not hold it up. And
well, here's what I'm driving.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and the reason I lay this groundwork with you, and it's important I lay this groundwork, because there is a give and take and a friendly relationship between Republicans and Democrats. I mean, you go to the gym often there on Capitol Hill, right, and you see your colleagues and you talk and you have a good relationship with a good many of them. Because I want to know how those members of Congress that are Democrats are able to justify this push for third trimester abortions, this abortion on demand.
Yeah.
Because I think you have to look some of these people in the eye and say, how do you morally support that? In Illinois, they want abortion on demand anytime during pregnancy. It's abhorrent when we know that the survival rate of an infant after 26 weeks of gestation is above 90%, and it continues to go up from there. Once you get to 30 weeks, it's 95% plus survival rate. We're not just talking about aborting fetuses. We're talking about aborting viable children. And I think you have to ask your constituents, your friends, your colleagues that are Democrats, how can you look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm okay with that, morally speaking?
You hit it right on the head, and it's not simply abortion. And that word simply, it doesn't fit it. But we're talking infanticide. We're talking about taking a child who's been born alive as a result of a botched abortion, and then considering whether you keep that person alive or not. As I recollect, our founding documents included these words, that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights. That means inseparable rights. There is no choice. Nobody can take those rights away. I know, and I believe you know, they're God-given. And the first among those is a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How in the world can that party, the Democrat Party, justify, except for three Democrats in the House that voted, or in the Senate that voted against voted for the bill to bring it up for a vote in the Senate. Only three. The rest of them voted against it. In the House, it'd be the same way. I don't get it, how far the Democrat Party has gone now that they're willing to countenance.
It's absolutely
life,
frightening.
Innocent life.
You know, there isn't a Western nation that allows abortion after 20 weeks. Most of them limited at 12. And the only one that I could find anywhere, the Czech Republic, allowed it up to 28 weeks, but you had to have all sorts of medical, you know, diagnosis and all of these different things. But most countries, Japan, 90 days. Sweden, 90 days. No countries in the world that are civilized allow for this anywhere. And I am shocked. I am appalled. And as most people know, I didn't used to talk about abortion, but I can't let this one go because I think this is the one where I'm talking to lifelong Democrat friends of mine who say, I can't vote for that. If there is a presidential candidate that says, I'm okay with third trimester, late-term abortions, they won't vote for him. That's the end of the line,
well,
right there.
All of them on the Democrat side now stand with that position. And so it's going to make it very, very difficult for anyone to justify voting for a Democrat. But on this thing, again, it goes back to the issue of life itself. And doggone it, how can we decry China with their infanticide and their sterilization and everything else that goes on if we indeed are now at the point of saying you can take a innocent child's life after birth?
Well, and that's the whole point. You've got Iran, North Korea, China, Somalia, I believe. There's only like six countries in the world that allow it under, you know, this is not the group of countries you want to be with. These are not defenders of human rights. These are not people you want anything to do with when it comes to that sort of behavior. And yet you've got the Democrats, the far-left Democrats, not only allowing it to happen, but cheerleading it. To me, Congressman, it is appalling, and it's something that I think we need to talk about and drill down on. And I hope the next time you're in the gym and you have some quiet time and a private conversation with some of your colleagues across the aisle, you can say, do you really support this? Do you really believe? I mean, this is going to be, I'm telling you, lifelong Democrats that I know are saying they can't support that. They will walk away from that. That's not saying they'll vote for Donald Trump, but it is saying they will leave voting for Democrats. And how devastating is that? It is a bridge too far for so many. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'm glad to see America may be waking up. When it comes too far, at times the pendulum swings back. And we say economics, popularity in the world, power, military strength doesn't mean a thing when we're not willing to support life itself. And that is God-given. That's a blessing for us all, Democrats, Republicans, independents, conservatives, Democrats, socialists, you name it. We have life. And as long as we have life, we have opportunity.
Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. I appreciate your comments, and I will appreciate talking to you about this further the next time you stop by. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, and thanks for standing on this issue as well.
Greatly appreciate it. This hour brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. For more than five decades, ABC of Michigan. Well, we've built communities across our great state by championing all-American principles of hard work and open competition. More about ABC of Michigan, visit abcmi.com, abcmi.com, making the live broadcast from CPAC possible for the Steve Gruber Show.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money means more business is making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.